Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down south there. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, just staying warm. I'll tell you what, we had a run of snow last night and today, so, you know, and I know you're experiencing kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty. Why don't we start with the Bible codes? There's a new one out by, well, actually he's got two of them. We talked, I think, briefly about one of them, about the America Has Fallen. But he's got another one out. Do you have that in front of you by any chance?
Well, I do, and it's really, really interesting. And I guess, you know, he was concerned about where this impeachment seems to be leading us. And he did one January the 22nd, and still under construction a little bit, I think, or to be continued. But it's very, very interesting. He actually ran, it's a long code, kind of. It's got 16 words or phrases in it. And it's entitled The Asian Threats If States Secede from the Union. And, of course, he was, I think he was kind of turned on to looking for this because of the situation in Virginia. And even now, according to Mike Adams, you know, they're really looking close at a number of counties in Virginia seceding and going into West Virginia. And apparently there's even the availability of being able to do that, you know, because West Virginia actually seceded from Virginia to start with. So it's interesting. Anyway, he read it. I'll read it's 16 of them here. Number one. For secession. Number two, from the Union. Number three, second. Number four, Mueller. Number five, Korea. Number six, Japan. Number seven, and China. Number eight, threat. Number nine, state. Number 10, all who go out to war. Number 11, atomic. Number 12, land. Number 13, the covenant. Number 14, Barack H. Number 15, Russian. Number 16, impeachment. And what's interesting about this, Stuart, it seems to indicate from what he's reading from the code that the greatest threat against America will be when some states begin to secede and withdraw from the Union. And let me read this little, it's what Barry wrote here, really interesting, and get your opinion here. It says, our world reality is a world where Clinton beat Trump in the 2016 popular vote. He says, too many Americans love socialism now. He says, our military is now divided. And he said, the code reveals with secession comes great threat on the USA. What do you think?
I would say that that's absolutely true because that's what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says ruler against ruler. Well, we're watching that in Washington big time. You got these communists, Schiff and Nadler and all these people down there, and I don't know why in the world the American people are even listening to them. But like he says, half of the country is communist at this point. I would think even more than half of the country are, because they've been slowly conditioned into having a government really do everything for them, and that way the government keeps taking more and more power, and of course finally you end up with no rights and the government has all the power. So I think what he's looking at is what Jeremiah is talking about, because after the violence in the land and the rumor in the land and then violence, Jeremiah says we are pounced upon by our enemies. And, of course, we know that China, North Korea, I don't know about Japan. Of course, Japan could turn on us, too, as far as that goes. And, of course, we have the threat of atomic war, which I believe the Bible does teach, that the missiles hit our targets, that the, you know, if you watch the news, the Russian have perfected their telemetry systems to the point where they are, as Jeremiah said, mighty expert men, and they all hit their mark. And obviously they're going to ship that technology to China and North Korea as well. So, yeah, when you put it all together, it looks like the impeachment or the attempted impeachment. And I'm still not convinced Trump won't be thrown out of office. We've got a bunch of rhino Republicans in the Senate who would turn on Trump on a dime. And we don't know where this is going, for sure. But if it gets really bad or Trump is assassinated for any particular reason, then there will be violence in the land. There will probably be a breakup, as Johansson said, the prophet Johansson. Dmitry Dudeman said the same thing. There are a couple of Russian scientists who claimed we would break up into various factions. And so, yeah, it's odd that it's coming out now and verifying basically biblical prophecy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And, you know, the one thing we found out about the Torah codes, basically, and you know, a lot of people do them. You know, Tom Mack has done them. Glazerson does them. You know, there's a number of them that work. Eli Yahu Rips, you know, in you know, the Hebrew University, you know, he does them. You know, Barry Rothman. And they've all got a little bit of different style. But one thing we figured out, if you know, you and I both have viewed them long enough to know that they're really not prophecy, and because the fact is, you don't know what, you don't really don't know what to ask. Actually, you got to ask a question or look for something to find anything, and so it's very timely. And the funny thing about Torah codes, even though they were in the Torah all along, until the computer age, we really couldn't look at them. Now, before Eli Yahu Rips, he did a little of it, but there was another one, maybe Weissman or something like that. I can't remember his name. They actually, a couple of them did them with pencils. They literally found Torah codes with a pencil, but it was very, very restricted. So what we found, Stuart, is that until our day, until we've really got the computers going we're using now, we have found these embedded codes and words, but you've almost got to be up on the event itself or the precursor to the event to get close enough to the question or the words in the question to ask and see what the Torah, you know, through the computer run will show you. So the timing is all of it. Now, this is what's interesting. Just in my opinion, Stuart, I don't think that really it was time for us to probably find this type of Torah code until we're almost right up on it, because there's almost no way we can prevent it.
Yeah, who would have thought that it would have gone this far anyway? I mean, they obviously, Deep State wanted Trump out before he even took office. So I don't for the life of me understand why the American people are putting up with any of this. I mean, just the fact that they have already admitted, and Pelosi admitted, yeah, we wanted to get rid of him before he did anything at all. Well, then you toss them all out. And, of course, the American people won't do anything. And Deep State knows they're not going to do anything. And this kind of, in a way, leads us to the second one that he did. We talked about it briefly. America has fallen. Wall, the skies, aliens, the fallen. I'm going to say fallen ones, UFO. That sounds to me like an arrival and America falls, or American falls, and then the arrival occurs, who knows what. Aliens is in there. Milley as a general, national emergency, impeachment. So that may be an indication that before this is over, Trump is going to get impeached. War, army, and Kelly, another general. So this is all very, very interesting to me. America falls is exactly like the Bible says. You know, everybody mocks that America's Babylon. Well, it doesn't matter whether they mock it or not. America is Babylon, and they better get used to it. And, you know, if you just study it, you'd find that out, and you would know then what's coming, and you could prepare for it. But if you're going to mock it, it's going to hit you right between the eyes. And as I've said before, what are you going to tell your little kids and your grandkids? Well, you know, I just didn't believe it, as they're starving to death. Well, okay, have it your way. I just don't argue anymore with people. Larry, I just don't. The Lord never told me to argue about it anyway. He just said, lay it out there, and those that are going to accept it will, and those that won't, won't. And so there we are. Where do you want to go from here? How about that virus? Folks, this is getting serious, this virus from China. And I guess, Larry, is that not already been discovered to be a lab-created virus?
Well, of course, you know, they're not saying that, but some of the data that I've read indicated that the Russians gave it to the Chinese, and the Chinese let it out somehow. And now it's so serious over there that they're closing even that province or that whole region and trying to stop everybody from leaving or going into it. And I think it's already a little late. I think it's already out. Matter of fact, I saw some posts just before the show. You know, we've already got a case in Washington State, and then they're reporting that they're showing up now in Mexico and Colombia. So my question is, how many is already over here that came in the last week, and they'll be popping up everywhere? Now, Mike Adams has got a lot of data on that, and he's under cyber attack because they're not wanting his data out in the public.
Well, that's because they want everybody to get sick. This is probably part of their genocide. I've often said the easiest way for deep state to kill off millions of people is to develop a bacterial or a virus and then release it, because you can accuse deep state all you want. What proof do you have? None. And, of course, people don't realize how evil and nefarious these people really are. They have no conscience. In fact, killing off millions or billions of people, they'd laugh with joy that this happened. It's kind of like the Pelosi saying, you know, we got to be somber here. This is the most serious thing, to impeach a president, and then laughing as she leaves stage. They're liars. They're all liars. And all you got to do is tune in to the impeachment and listen to Schiff. Absolute lies, one after another. Nobody says anything. Anyway, here's the headline. China imposes voluntary quarantine. 11 million people are now quarantined. And then when you go down here, he says, spread of the coronavirus in China, total infected, this is the latest, 291. Deaths of 6, Beijing 5, Wuhan 272, Guangdong 14. Now, if you scroll down a little more, South Korea has cases, Japan, Taiwan, Thailand. And then Hal Turner's got this one up. It has gone global as of 6:30 p.m., Hal Turner Show can also confirm at least 4 patients in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, in hospital are quarantined, awaiting confirmation. Australia, UK, Scotland now also have people quarantined, awaiting test results. Mexico has it, Monterey, Mexico, and we know one in Seattle, I guess, or somewhere in Washington. It's spreading very, very rapidly, which is an indication this is airborne and this is a created virus. It's all part of the system. Folks, if you don't have silver on hand, get some if you can get it. Colloidal silver. It attacks viruses as well as bacteria. Everybody mocks it, but I've been using silver for years. It cures about everything, and it's deadly to these pathogens, which is why Spetsnaz troops carry a pack of concentrate silver for disease control. Or they did. I don't know if they still do. They probably perfected something even better now. Anyway, here's another one for you. Iran's secret underground missile city unveiled. We have no idea, Larry. You and I have been talking about this. They've got far more than we think they've got. Folks, the war is not over. It's just begun. And it's going to be in bits and fits and starts, and then it'll fade out, and then it'll something else will happen, and then eventually it will go like a wildfire. But we're not there yet. What else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, since you're talking about the Middle East, basically, Drudge headline, which nobody's reading, but it's out there. It says, Middle East standoff, U.S. troops blocking Russian forces from capturing the Syrian oil fields, key oil fields in northeastern Syria. Now, that's the oil fields, if I remember, that the Kurds had, and the Turks and the Iranians both are trying to go after them. And apparently the Russians are coming up after them, too, and we've got troops blocking them on it.
So that could go live anytime. Everybody's after it's their energy wars. This is really what this is all about. It's all about energy. Meanwhile, while Trump's being impeached and everybody's praising Trump for saving America, DEA's National License Plate Reader Network expanding to smaller cities. We've warned you before that while all this diversionary stuff is taking place, the police state, the surveillance state, is marching on full speed ahead. And they need this for the New World Order. They need it for the social credit system. And G5 is another thing that's all being pushed by the Trump administration. And, boy, I'll tell you what, all of this is coming together, Larry. It's kind of odd. Earth changes are accelerating. Weather is going berserk. Crops are being destroyed. Technology for the mark of the beast is here. Surveillance state is here. Police state is here. Now we have sightings of the destroyer from time to time, or planets revolving around it. The sun is going anomalous. And we got an article here we wanted to discuss about gravity waves. What's that about? Have you got something on that?
Yeah, it's really interesting, and oddly enough, it actually is on Fox News. Now, you have to really look for it, but listen to this headline. It says, a mysterious burst of gravitational waves hit Earth, baffling astronomers. The gravitational waves, of course, are disturbances in space-time. And what's so interesting and what baffled them, Stuart, is the fact that it said these waves that were incoming before they hit Earth changed frequency. Isn't that a shock?
You know what's interesting about this is Mike from around the world, who has him on all the time? I can never remember the guy's name. What are you serious, guy?
Yeah, if you hadn't asked me, I can see his face, but I can't think. Are you serious? You know, that's
yeah, that's his trademark. Anyway, it says a mysterious deep space event could have stretched and squeezed Earth last week. Astronomers observed a split-second burst of gravitational waves January 14th. They can't figure out precisely where it came from. This may be part of that Betelgeuse, that massive red star that is dimming and may go supernova. But anyway, what's interesting about this, like you said, is changing the frequencies. And this is Mike from around the world said we were going to get these waves, that they were inbound, they were coming. And if you've ever dropped a rock in a pond that's got still water, if you watch, there are little tiny disturbances far out. And they get bigger and bigger and bigger until the big wave comes. And then the waves get smaller and smaller and smaller on the other side of it. And it appears as though we are in a precursor ripple waves. And we're already getting malfunctions in DNA. And you're reading more and more of these mutations that are occurring all around the planet. So just be aware, folks, you're probably going to see some very strange things in the heaven, in the heavens, and you also may not be feeling all that well. We're getting reports from people all over that they just don't feel well. What have you got on that, Larry? I know you were talking about that when you
I was in a local dollar store the other day, and everybody was complaining that they just didn't feel good. Their bones were aching. They had headaches. They was just having all kind of problems, and nobody felt good. And of course, they were saying it must be a weather system coming. Well, that's true too. But it seems like there's something else going on. You know, we are body electric, and
yes.
You know, these changes, including gravity waves or anything else, can affect your body. And by the way, I'll post them one day, but I've got some really good ocean pictures and also cloud pictures that were taken when these gravity waves come through that literally show them graphically right to you.
Yeah, this is, and also the plasma events. I just wanted to read this one. I think this is from Coast to Coast AM. An Ohio man and his daughter were left scratching their heads when they spotted an eerie and inexplicable series of flashes that lit up the night sky. The puzzling event reportedly occurred early this month in the community of Bethel, wherever that is, and they looked up and they saw these flashes occurring in the night sky. My guess is these are plasma events that we're beginning to see. And you get plasma balls, which they call UFOs, before major earthquakes occur as well. A lot of people will report earthquakes along fractured, not earthquakes, but balls of light moving around. They call them UFOs. But there's a couple of experts that wrote books on that. Can't think of the guy's name right now, Parker, I think, or something like that. Larry Parks, who goes into these plasma balls. And if you see a whole bunch of plasma balls in the night sky moving around, that's probably, they aren't UFOs, they're plasma. And it's being released from underground. We had a lady over here in Eau Claire who happened to be outside one evening, and this big ball of plasma came right up out of the ground and hovered around her and then vanished. That's a plasma event. And we're going to see a lot more of those kind of events, so really you shouldn't let it spook you that much. Here's another headline talking about the Middle East. Is Wesley Clark's prediction of U.S. war with Iran moving closer to realization? He claims, yes, it is. You may remember that he claimed we were going to overthrow seven countries. And they were Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, and Iran. And he got this from a general, he claims, in the Pentagon. The general couldn't figure out, why are we doing this? Well, of course, it's the Club of Rome's and the 10 bioregions of the world. Interestingly, if you go into the United Nations meditation room, what do you find? 10 chairs for the 10 kings of the bioregions and an 11th chair for Antichrist. It's all there for people if they would just wake up and see it. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to also, you know, we've kind of taken our eyes off of North Korea a little bit, but there's an interesting photo on my blog. Hal Turner's got it up also and a couple other places that North Korea, and here's the headline with Hal Turner, says North Korea restarts nuclear bomb production and reveals a new ballistic missile submarine to deliver them. And by the way, Stuart, I looked in a little bit into that, and it looks like that this submarine can fire four possibly nuclear-tipped missiles. So
yep.
There again, there's another threat out of North Korea. They're not at all laying down their arms.
Oh, no. No, this pause and this tomfoolery that Trump bit into, you know, Kimmy's my friend. Well, Kimmy may be your best friend. I was watching Godfather the other day, night on a movie, and yeah, they were friends. They kiss you and then they kill you. So that's the way that goes. Here's a headline, though. It's kind of India shortlists firm. Now, remember the Indian-Pakistan war. That is not really simmered down all that much. There's still a lot of skirmishes on the border with Kashmir. India shortlists firms to build six nuclear submarines. Now, if they can build these nuclear submarines, certainly North Korea is going to have some of them wherever they're being built and who's ever selling these things. So just a word to the wise. Don't be surprised if one time we wake up and we find a couple of American cities have been nuked, because I think it's coming. I don't know exactly when. Probably not for a while yet, but we don't know. That's the problem. We just don't know. And also a headline on Yellowstone. A scientist has warned Yellowstone can blow any time now. I know that's being poo-pooed. It's not going to blow. But I do remember a prophecy. I don't know if you remember it, Larry, where I can't remember who even gave it, but they said Yellowstone would blow. It wouldn't be a full explosion. It would be a warning explosion. Have you heard anything coming out of Yellowstone other than the fact that most of the information's been shut down?
Well, we were told by Holly and Stan Deo that they had censored all the information and shut down the public seismographs. And you remember that movie 2012? You remember
yes.
That movie? And anyway, do you remember in that movie one of the things they did immediately as the Earth changes began? They shut down Yellowstone and censored the information coming out of Yellowstone.
Yep. And they had this weird guy, I can't remember who played that role, and he was there when it went off.
Oh.
And I had a dream about Yellowstone a long time ago. I don't tell anybody it was a vision, but from the Lord. But I was out there by Yellowstone Lake, and the animals were running out as fast as they could go, getting away. And then I saw one explosion, then another, then another, then another. And boom, it just went. We are headed for volcanic activity, folks. There's no way around it. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I was just going to say that there's not enough earthquakes being posted, so they're being censored very, very much on all the sites. And we're seeing a lot of magma movement, Stuart, all over the world.
Yes. Can we say, folks, magma rising? Puerto Rico is still having quakes. There's something going on in Puerto Rico that we got to really keep our eyes on it. And I guess that's about the end of today, but we'll see you again on Friday night with more. And if anything happens, obviously we will do an emergency broadcast. Any last word, Larry?
keep your seatbelt buckled.
Yeah, strapped down with shoulder harness as well, I think. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening. Stay tuned. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we're just not being told. Anyway, good night.